Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The passion and purpose of the Christian Research Institute is to contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints by focusing on apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. To connect with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. If you'd like to ask Hank a question, call in now at 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Do you remember the information I talk about on the broadcast you can find on the web at equip.org. Of course, you can also write us at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, every single day, my staff sends me words of encouragement and reviews that are received in response to the various broadcasts promoted through the Christian Research Institute, primarily the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but many others as well, including the Hank Unplugged podcast. I heard a particularly uplifting and encouraging review the other day. It was left on iTunes by a listener using the handle of Travmontu, and it was titled Hope for a Frustrated Father. He gave us a 5-star rating, and he says, I'm so glad I found this format of your broadcast, Hank. Last week, my oldest son told me he is no longer sure what to believe about Christianity. He is 26 years old, has a degree in chemistry. He was only with me every other weekend growing up, but he grew up in the faith and became a confirmed member of our church. But now, he has told me his education and evolution convinced him that it is true. Thank God for you and your broadcast. In the past week, I have learned so much about defending Scripture against the heresy of evolution. The interviews on these broadcasts are invaluable. I feel like I'm getting a college-level education in defending the Bible with scientific evidence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It gives me hope that I might be able to share these teachings with my son. God's blessing on your calling to do this. Words of encouragement like that review ring in my ears when I'm riding to the office very early every morning. My promise, of course, for the Hank Unplugged podcast has always been to bring the most interesting, informative, and inspirational individuals on the planet directly to you. And I might add, not only interesting, informative, inspirational, but international. Because last week, I brought you an inspiring conversation on the theology of illness with French professor Jean-Claude Larcher. And earlier this afternoon, I recorded another very powerful conversation. It will be available soon, this one with Dr. James Anderson. And then I also had a conversation that's going to be released this week with Spanish Professor Dr. Mario Fernandez Marrero, entitled Muslim Myths. It's now available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And while writing Muslim, what you need to know about the world's fastest growing religion, I actually became enraptured by his writing. He is the author, of course, of The Myth of the Andalusian Paradise. His book, by the way, was a finalist for World Magazine's Book of the Year, and reveals the myth of the Andalusian paradise, a supposed time of religious tolerance in Islamic Spain, that in reality was a repressive era, reflective of the true tenets of Islamic belief and practice. Today, academics and politicians are pushing a politically correct cultural narrative when it comes to Islam, and courageous scholars such as Dr. Fernandez Marrero stand as beacons of truth and light in the face of propagandists who are intent on pulling the wool over our eyes. So if you want to make sure that you never miss an episode of Hank Unplugged, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast and you'll be notified the moment these essential Christian conversations become available. And of course, the conversation on Islam with the professor was very, very important for a lot of reasons. I sort of talked about this a little on yesterday's broadcast when I was talking about the fact that Allah violates not only the first great commandment of our Lord, but the second great commandment. And he does so blatantly. And as I mentioned yesterday, he sanctions murder, adultery, stealing, false testimony, and even coveting. Think about that, coveting. Contrast is the mother of clarity, as Oz Guinness points out. So when David, king of Israel, coveted Uriah's wife, when he took her for his own, God sent the prophet Nathan to pronounce judgment upon him. When Muhammad, prophet of Allah, coveted his neighbor's wife, well, he got a message from Allah. And the message was, there is no blame on the prophet in that which Allah has made legal for him. The God of Islam permitted Muhammad to lust after all of the wealth and the women of the Arabian Peninsula. He coveted not only their wives, but also male and female slaves, oxen, donkeys, and anything else he could get his hands on. So the point is, had a true biblical prophet done this kind of thing, he would have been severely chastised by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that was the case, of course, with David and Solomon. But covetousness in Islam is so pervasive that Muslim men are now permitted by Allah to engage in the practice of polygamy. Think about that. Quran 4:34 exhorts Muslim men to scourge their wives in order that they may return to obedience. And that Quranic directive is so unpalatable to Western sensibilities that some Muslim translators actually have the temerity to change the phrase scourge them to beat them. In fact, Abdullah Yusuf Ali goes so far as to gratuitously add the word lightly, although no such qualification exists in the original Arabic. So when we compare the personal morality of Muhammad with the personal morality of Jesus Christ, the difference is remarkable. You have the Quran exhorting Muhammad to ask forgiveness for his fault. But by contrast, the ethics of our Lord regarding every aspect of life, including his treatment of women, was so unimpeachable that he could rightly ask, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?" Again, the difference between the Christ of Christianity and the Muhammad of Islam, between Allah of Islam and the God of the Bible, is an unbridgeable chasm. And it's important for us to understand this, particularly when women in Western civilization, in the irony of ironies, are touting Islam as a religion of peace and tolerance, a religion that is wonderfully adapted to the West, wonderfully considerate of women, when nothing could be further from the truth. Again, I've written about this in my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Check it out on the web at equip.org, or as mentioned earlier, you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. When we come back from the break, we'll go directly to your calls. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. And do remember that this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. Without you, we could not do what we do this year. We have added so many programs, so many outreaches, including the Hank Unplugged podcast. You can listen to it at equip.org. We'll be right back.
Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will return in just a few moments. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. Thank you. let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. The quote of the day comes from John Adams. And he said something, I think, very, very profound for our generation. John Adams, of course, was a founding father of the U.S., the second president, and he said that we have no government armed with powers capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Again, the quote of the day will be on the web at equip.org shortly. To the phone lines, Don in Dover, Delaware, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Don.
Hey, sir. How you doing, Mr. Hank? Appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm a truck driver. I was talking to a buddy of mine today, and I've been listening to Sirius FM for about a month and a half now, pretty much all day, every day, except for on the weekends. But anyhow, we got to talking, and he was telling me that King Constantine dude, he's put together the Bible. He's the one that said, hey, you know, this is how we're going to put this thing together. And he was saying that they left scriptures out. Well, I told him, I said, I didn't know anything about that. I never heard anything like that, but I told him, I said, I think I can give this guy a call today. I know he probably has the answer. So that's why I was giving you a call to see what you thought.
Yeah, it's absolutely untrue. The reality is that Constantine has been, as an emperor, blamed for all kinds of things. And the reason that people buy into this delusion is they simply do not know their history. So oftentimes we're told that Constantine tampered with the Bible or chose what he wanted to be the Bible based on his, well, based on his power as the emperor, the Roman emperor. And they oftentimes subscribe this to the Council of Nicaea in 325. And when they do, you can quickly know they're telling you a story or they don't know what they're talking about, because if people know about the seven ecumenical councils, they will realize that the first Council of Nicaea condemned the Arian heresy, defended the biblical view that the Son is homoousios, of the same essence with the Father, not homoiousios, of a similar essence, and did not deal with the canon of Scripture at all. Of course, there was more than one Nicaea Council. I'm talking about the first. The second was something altogether other. That took place in 787 and condemned the iconoclastic heresy. But again, this is all part of historical revisionism. The canon was never changed. The canon is a function of that which was circulated in the church and were the declarations of eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I've written about this in various places. You can find more information on the web at equip.org. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to John in Richmond, British Columbia, Canada, listening on KARI. Hi, John.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, not bad. I just wanted to ask your opinion, of CRI's opinion. I've been hearing a common theme lately of this preacher on the radio called Dr. David Jeremiah, and he's been really pushing the idea of his exact quote was that God was scientifically engineering problems and sending them into Christians' lives. One of the examples he gave is that God would come and break the leg of a lamb and then put the lamb on the shoulder. And, you know, I looked into this and I couldn't find, any historical, cultural, example of this in Israel. This is, or even in folklore, or even in the Bible. It's paramount to saying that, oh, a person receives cancer. Well, that's just God, you know, putting you into order. That's why God sent that in. I wonder if he's confused. I think he's got the devil confused with God. because I think that's the devil's job, to send diseases and problems into people's lives. I just was wondering what I'll just listen in on what you have to say on this, because I just didn't find it was biblical.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard what David Jeremiah has said in this regard, but I can tell you this, that God does bring circumstances into our lives, not just for the healing of our bodies, but for the healing of our souls as well. And I remember when I was diagnosed with cancer, Dr. David Jeremiah was one of the first people to call me and to encourage me and to pray with me, and I will never forget that. I was deeply impressed by that, particularly from the perspective that he could identify with me, because he also had been diagnosed with cancer and was able to go through his battle with cancer in a victorious way. But that battle with cancer was transformative in his life, and I can say the same thing in my own life, that the exigencies of cancer have been transformative to me as well. So when we look at the scriptures, what does the Lord say? The Lord says, who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf? Who makes him mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. This was Moses, of course, not wanting to be the messenger, the oracle of the Lord to the people of Israel, and coming up with all kinds of excuses. And God, through this passage, is admonishing Moses. So yeah, I mean, sickness and suffering certainly can be brought on in a lot of different ways. Sometimes our cancer is a function of how we relate to the world around us, whether we eat the proper foods or exercise. I mean, there could be all kinds of reasons, and I'm not a prophet, and I can't assign the reason, whether it is my lack of diligence in terms of my physical conditioning or God using this as a solution to a soulish problem, where through the difficulties, the exigencies that you go through, you come out, you are poured out, as Spurgeon said, in new and better fashion. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Cody in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, CHRB. Hi, Cody.
Hello, Hank. Big-time listener. Agree largely with you. But there's this thing that's been bothering me about what a guy's been talking about at work, who's a Christian. He believes in flat earth, so I'm not getting on that, but he's listening to, apparently, this one guy, I forget his name, that apparently the real Israelis or Jews are African, and that Israel is actually located in just north of South Africa, which, of course, I disagree. I just want to hear your arguments about the facts and the biblical facts to refute this. And I'm just going to go to the radio because my phone's going to die. So.
Yeah, it's all nonsense. And, you know, this is all part of the Black Hebrew Israelite movement. And we've written about this in the Christian Research Journal. A lot of this has to do not only with locational problems, but also with language problems. According to the Black Hebrew Israelite adherents, it is misguided to use the term Jesus. Instead, it is incumbent upon adherents to use the Hebrew rendering Yeshua. And as I pointed out on the Bible Answer Man broadcast many times, that makes no sense whatsoever. As far as flat earth mythology is concerned, I mean, we have this vestigial prejudice. And this is the idea that modern man is far more sophisticated than ancient man. And modern man who points back to ancient men are kind of cavish. But the truth of the matter is, modern man may have an accumulation of knowledge, an accumulation that has produced innovations. We have iPods and so forth. The genius that produced the pyramids, however, did not suddenly become benighted when gazing at an ancient sky. It simply does not take a rocket scientist to recognize that a lunar eclipse is not produced by a flat Earth. The problem is that postmodern people do science well, but have become increasingly unsophisticated in the art and science of biblical interpretation, which, of course, alludes to both of the issues that you mentioned, both the Black Hebrew Israelite issue and the flat earth issue. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live on the Bible Answer Man broadcast when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. And as noted in the first segment of the broadcast, this is a broadcast and a ministry, quite frankly, supported by listeners just like you. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
Thanks for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our daily commitment here at CRI is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to order resources or listen to the broadcast online, visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. Of course, you can write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Breaking the code of the book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order the Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI.